This is Ozarks at Large. The Arkansas House and the Arkansas Senate are now on their regular schedule after the ceremony of Monday's first day and the traditional State of the State speech yesterday by Governor Mike Beebe. The governor addressed a joint session of the legislature yesterday morning and used the opportunity to once again make his case for expanded Medicaid for Arkansas. Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis has this report on the speech.
Although he touched on topics of education and economic development, Governor Mike Beebe spent most of his time before state lawmakers addressing issues with the state's Medicaid system. He says that the size of the shortfall to the state's Medicaid budget has been a moving target, but the rising share paid by the state, coupled with rising health care costs, has led to a $300 million budget shortfall in the state's system. Governor Beebe assured lawmakers that money would be available to close the gap, at least in part.
My proposed budget includes $90 million in new ongoing general revenue and $70 million in one-time surplus funds. Even after we calculate revised numbers, we will still be short of our full funding for our existing Medicaid programs. The vast majority of our Kansans who currently receive Medicaid services are either elderly, nursing home residents, disabled adults, or children insured by our kids first. There are no easy cuts to make around the margins.
Aside from ensuring the solidity of existing services, the governor urged lawmakers to enact federally backed expansions to the state's Medicaid system in order to expand coverage to households that don't currently qualify for Medicaid, but otherwise couldn't afford health insurance.
Very rarely do adults of working age qualify for Medicaid, and rising costs have led more companies to drop insurance coverage for their employees. These families and individuals are often referred to as the working poor. And we have a real chance to provide them better access to health care. Just last summer, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the Affordable Care Act as constitutional. The benefits, costs, and insurance mandates that you like or dislike about the law many call Obamacare will continue going into effect this year and the next.
Expansions to the Medicaid system could reportedly provide health insurance for up to 250,000 Arkansans who are currently unable to purchase affordable health care. Starting next year, the cost for insuring those Arkansans would be completely covered by the federal government. The state would begin chipping in a share for the costs in 2017, gradually increasing to a maximum share of 10% in 2020. While he said he is concerned about the effect of the national debt, Governor Beebe told lawmakers that trying to offset the debt should be done in Washington and not in Little Rock.
We balance our budgets, and we don't need to sacrifice our share of federal money to other states. Refusing money to help our people may make a statement to the federal government, but it will cost us more at home, will jeopardize the health of our fellow Arkansans, and won't solve the problems of our national counterparts.
Governor Beebe says he will continue to make his case for expanding the state's Medicaid system, but that the final decision lies in the hands of the legislature. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.